Ottawa. The prospect of another wave of U.S. tariffs this week loomed over the federal election Tuesday as another busy day of campaigning got underway. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to slap reciprocal tariffs on multiple countries, including Canada, in response to various alleged trade practices. Liberal leader Mark Carney planned to campaign in Winnipeg on Tuesday, while NDP leader Jagmeet Singh was meeting supporters in Edmonton. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre held a press conference in St. John's, NL, and planned a rally on Prince Edward Island later in the day. Poilievre promised to enact 5 recommendations put forward by the country's energy sector if his party forms government. In an open letter drafted just before the election campaign, the heads of 14 energy companies called on party leaders to capitalize on increasing public support for expanding the sector in the face of U.S. tariffs. Poilievre repeatedly took aim at Carney, accusing the Liberal leader of blocking the energy sector's ambitions. "We need to bring dollars and jobs home so that we can be strong enough to stand up to Donald Trump," Poilievre said in St. John's. "Carney has the wrong plan, and our blessed country needs a new leader and a new change so that we can reverse course." Ontario Liberal candidate Paul Chang withdrew from the campaign after suggesting a political opponent could be turned over to Chinese officials in return for a bounty. Chang announced his exit late Monday on social media, saying he doesn't want there to be distractions, as Carney and others work to stand up to Trump and protect the economy. The Liberal incumbent made the remarks about Conservative candidate Zhou Tai 3 months ago at a press conference with the Chinese-language newspaper Ming Pao. With files from Sarah Smellie in St. John's, and Sarah Ritchie, this report by the Canadian Press was first published April 1, 2025. Jim Bronskill, The Canadian Press.